From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama and former President George H.W. Bush have appeared together at the Bush Library at Texas A&M University to promote community service. Mr. Bush is hosting a forum there on volunteerism, and Mr. Obama paid tribute to the former president's commitment to community service.
Certain moments call on us to stop the back and forth and the bickering, to forget the old rivalries, and embrace a common purpose that is bigger than our differences.
The president said volunteerism is integral to achieving the nation's priorities, including health, safety, and the environment. Health officials say there won't be as many doses of swine flu vaccine available this month as predicted. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says 28 to 30 million doses, rather than 40 million, will be ready by the end of this month, with more to be available in November. The Obama administration is planning to allow a visit to the United States by a senior North Korean official this month. NPR's Michelle Kellerman has details.
An official who asked not to be named said the State Department is planning to grant a visa to Lee Gun, North Korea's deputy negotiator in the stalled nuclear disarmament talks, and the director general of American affairs at the North Korean Foreign Ministry. The North Korean official has been invited to attend a conference in Los Angeles. It's not clear if he'll have meetings with U.S. officials as well. The Obama administration has been trying, unsuccessfully so far, to convince North Korea to give up its nuclear programs and return to six-party talks that also include China, Japan, Russia, and South Korea. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Israel and the U.S. have denounced a resolution passed by the U.N. Human Rights Council that sends a controversial fact-finding report on alleged war crimes during the three-week war in Gaza to the U.N. General Assembly for its urgent consideration. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
25 countries voted in favor of the resolution. Six, including the United States, voted against. Israeli Ambassador Leshnayar calls the resolution imbalanced and notes it makes no mention of the rockets launched on Israel by the Palestinians. It only makes allegations against Israel.
What do I tell Israelis about this special session? How to explain that politics, domestic agendas, and in some cases sheer cynicism have won out?
Just 2 weeks ago, the Council deferred a vote on the report until its next session in March. But under intense domestic criticism, the Palestinians decided to reopen the issue. The Israeli ambassador warns this action could harm the peace process. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
On Wall Street today, the Dow lost 67 points to close at 9,995. The Nasdaq was down 16. The S&P fell 8. This is NPR News. Bank of America lost more than $2 billion in the third quarter of this year. That's after a more than $3 billion profit the quarter before. The financial giant says the weak economy is leaving customers unable to repay loans and make credit card payments. The loss also reflects Bank of America's $400 million repayment to the government. The country's industrial production surprised economists by rising more than expected in September. It's the third straight month of growth. Danielle Carson reports.
Output from the country's factories and other industrial facilities rose 0.7% in September. Steel, electronic parts, and mines all posted gains. And thanks to the popular Cash for Clunkers car purchase program, U.S. factories are firing up again after being shut down earlier this year.
Inventories were very lean, so they had to raise production, and they continued to do so in September. So that was a nice surprise. I think we're seeing the seeds of a durable recovery for U.S. producers.
Saul Gualtieri is an economist with BMO Capital Markets. He sees another bright spot. Businesses are spending more on equipment.
That's a good sign, because if they start buying new equipment, eventually they'll start hiring again as well.
But analysts are tempering their optimism. They say output might bog down a bit later in the year because of lackluster consumer spending. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
The Coast Guard, Navy, and Air Force have expanded their search for the pilot of an F-16 fighter jet that collided with another F-16 during a training exercise last evening off the coast of South Carolina. Officials say an oil slick and debris have been spotted in the Atlantic Ocean and that it may be connected. The aircraft that was hit landed safely. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.